Parenting Moments each week on Shine FM, every Wednesday, actually, joined by Kimberly Eckert, registered psychologist and founder, Eckert Center. Good morning, Kimberly.
Good morning, Mike.
I'm going to put the website out right off the bat, eckertcenter.com. Check that out. Lots of great info. You can book appointments. We'll talk more about that. But Kimberly, we've been talking throughout the new year here, 13 things mentally strong people don't do. What's today's topic?
So we're going to, again, talk about number 3 and 4. So mentally strong families, they don't shy away from change. They don't try to avoid it. Instead, they welcome positive change and are willing to be flexible. They understand that change is inevitable and believe in their abilities to adapt. So it's often easy to say you want to change. Successfully making a change is much harder. Mm. Our thoughts and emotions often prevent us from moving towards behavior change. So here's some things that Amy Morin, the author of 13 Things Mentally Strong People Don't Do, suggests that is helpful for building mentally strong families. Evaluate you or your child's readiness to change with an open mind. Next, set a realistic time frame to establish and reach goals, and focus on small change, one at a time, with clear, easy-to-understand action steps. But Mike, it's really important to remember what's not helpful. Ignoring or avoiding talking about change with your kids does not create a mentally strong family. Putting off doing anything different until your family reaches some magical moment in the future is also not a good idea. Mm. And only focusing on the negative aspects of change without considering or talking about the positive things that could come from change also is not helpful.
That's so great that you can share things that are not helpful. That makes it so helpful. Thank you.
You're welcome. And here is tip number 4. Mentally strong families don't waste energy on things they cannot control. You won't hear a mentally strong family member complaining over lost luggage or traffic jams. Instead, they focus on what they can control. They recognize that sometimes the only thing, and this is so good, Mike, that we can control is our attitude.
Amen.
Yes, I was going to just ask you for an AM and you beat me to it. This is an incredibly life-giving message that you can give your children to see, and for them to see you model this over and over. It feels so safe to have everything under control, but thinking we have the power to always pull the strings can be really problematic. So here's what's helpful. Delegate tasks and responsibilities to other people. Ask for help when you need it. Focus on solving problems that are within your control. Keep emphasizing the influence that your children have rather than always trying to control them.
Hmm.
What's not helpful, insisting on doing everything because nobody else can do it right. Choosing to do everything on your own because you think you should be able to accomplish all things without help. Spending time trying to figure out how to change things that are likely beyond your direct control. Kind of like what we call banging your head against the wall.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to force other people to do what you think they should do regardless of how they feel. That's not helpful, Mike.
That was a lot of great info there on the what's not helpful list. And I think we've all been guilty of some of that. But let's accept the help when we need it. We're here together.
That's right. And we're in it together.
Amen again. EckertCenter.com. You can book an appointment, re-listen to the podcast, and get a whole bunch of great information. But Kimberly, share a little bit about Eckert Center. What's new? What's going on?
Well, we are a group of psychologists and counselors who provide family counseling, individual counseling for all ages, psychoeducational assessments, and we have educational intervention programs for children with learning disabilities and ADHD. So please check us out and look at our service tab at exitcenter.com. We have regular blogs that are put out weekly that are informative and helpful. And of course, you can listen to Mike and I again on our podcast tab at, again, eckertcenter.com.
Thank you so much, Kimberly. We'll continue the discussion next week. Your chance to win a free initial visit with a member of the Eckert Center team by going to our website, shinefm.com. Kimberly, we'll continue next week. Have a great day.
You as well.